Two Americans take the Nobel Prize in Economics.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Steve Chiatakis. A couple of American economists will share in this year's Nobel Prize in Economics. Christopher Sims and Thomas Sargent are both academics, and they'll share in the $1.5 million prize. Both studied the correlation of the global economy and the way central banks and governments deal with it through policy. Marketplace's Elisa Roth is with us live from New York with the latest on the winners and the things that they researched. Good morning, Elisa.
Good morning.
So let's talk about these winners.
Well, they're both 68. They actually worked on this stuff independently, but their research is so strongly connected that the Nobel Committee decided they should get the award together. Thomas Sargent is a professor here in New York at NYU, and Christopher Sims is now a professor at Princeton.
So what work is the committee citing? What are they talking about?
Well, in very broad terms, as you said, it looks at how anything on the economic policy side, so raising interest rates or changes in government spending, how those things affect the economy. Sargent's work takes a longer view, looking at what effect the government has. So that could be Congress and its spending decision, or the Fed and how it sets monetary policies. For example, it could be how, you know, what happens to the economy when the government sets a new inflation target. But he's also used it to explore more theoretical ideas like how a new policy could end up affecting the economy. And Sargent's research can also be used to analyze how changes in economic policy force households and businesses to adjust their behavior. Sims' work looks at shorter term, more abrupt changes. So something like whether changing the interest rates cause inflation to change, you know, to go up or down, or if the government adjusts interest rates because it thinks the inflation rate is going to change.
Now, this sounds like it has applications to the real world, right?
Oh, very much so. In fact, Dr. Sims told reporters today that this work could help us understand the current economic crisis.
I don't think my research and methods have any simple direct implication for the current situation. I think they point to ways to try to unravel why our serious problems developed.
And by the way, speaking of real-world implications, the winners say they haven't decided where they're going to invest their prize money yet.
All right. Marketplace's Elisa Roth reporting from New York. Elisa, thanks.
You're welcome.
Let's do the numbers. Global markets are mostly higher right now, average of about 0.75%. Netflix said today it's nixing its plan to split off its DVD movie rental service to a new company called Quixter. The firm says it moved on the plan too fast. Its stock price has moved fast, too, down more than 20% in the last 3 weeks. But Netflix does say it's keeping its new pricing structure announced last summer. After a big meeting yesterday, the German chancellor and French president say they are going to release detailed responses to the European debt crisis by the end of the month, including a plan to ensure European banks have enough capital. Wall Street Friday, markets gave a little back. The Dow was off 20 points to end the day and the week at 11,103. Only a lucky few get the day off for Columbus Day, which is today. Still, retailers are pegging big sales to the holiday. But do stores actually make any money on Columbus Day? Here's Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer.
You're probably working today, but that doesn't stop retailers from trying to spin this day into a moneymaker. Marshall Cohen is the chief retail analyst at the NPD Group.
As retailers have looked every month to find a way to create a holiday so that consumers will feel the urge to spend or shop or save.
Save during Columbus Day sales of electronics. Cohen says many stores have furniture on sale for people who want to get rid of their ratty old recliners before the invasion of the in-laws during the real holidays. John Long is a retail strategist at Kurt Salmon. He says retailers will also try to get you into a new winter coat.
Probably the most important thing about Columbus Day is that it's a great transition point. So you will get customers coming in looking for some of the cold weather items, sweaters and the like.
For lots of stores, October is their third best month of the year, actually because Halloween also helps scare up sales. In Washington, where lots of people have today off, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Chevrolet, maker of the new Volt, which plugs in anywhere and goes everywhere. Available in select markets. Details at ChevyVolt.com. By CenturyLink, a new kind of broadband company linking Americans coast to coast with consistently fast speeds and personal service. More at CenturyLink.com.
and by Constant Contact, combining email marketing and social media for more customers and more time back on the clock. Learn more at ConstantContact.com.
I don't think anyone's going to dispute the economy is off its A game, but whether or not we're in a recession may be just a technicality. Fortune Magazine's Alan Sloan is with us now to talk about it. Morning, Alan.
Good morning, Steve.
The economy's already in the tank. I mean, why does anyone care if we're in a recession?
Well, I don't know if people care, but the one thing I can tell you is it's going to take a long time to find out if, in fact, we're in a recession now. We won't know for probably at least a year and maybe longer.
Well, I mean, what's the official definition of a recession?
It's whatever something called the Business Cycle Dating Committee says is a recession.
That's not what it sounds like, I'm sure.
No, it is not an internet pickup operation. It's a bunch of very serious economists working out of something called the National Bureau of Economic Research.
You know, Alan, we may not technically be in a recession, but will we be sometime soon?
Who knows? Maybe we're in a recession now. You'll be glad to know that the end of the last recession, which the committee decided ended in June of 2009, they announced that in September of 2010, which was 15 months later. So ask me in 13 months whether we're in a recession now, and I'll have an answer for you.
We'll have to go to the dating committee. So,
hey, I'm a married man. You be careful.
Fortune Magazine's Alan Sloan. Alan, thanks.
You're welcome, Steve.
And finally, while the economy's not doing so hot, the National Retail Federation says Halloween spending is up 10% over last year. Americans will shell out nearly $7 billion on Halloween this year, spending an average of $72, doling out candy, putting up decorations, and of course, dressing up. The price comparison website sortprice.com says superhero costumes are among the most popular, along with Angry Birds and zombies. I'm Steve Chiatakis in Los Angeles. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM, American Public Media.
Small towns aren't competing with cities anymore. Instead, they're partnering up. Give a little, get a little.
People today look at Des Moines as being an asset instead of being detrimental.
I'm Kai Rizdahl. Small towns, big towns, they're making it work. That story and today's business news next time on Marketplace from APM, American Public Media.
Hey there, I'm Bridget, co-host of Million Bazillion, Marketplace's podcast for kids about money. I want to tell you about our email newsletter course, Million Bazillion Academy. In this new and improved course, we'll help your kids learn about crypto, credit cards, and inflation in just 6 weeks. Each lesson comes with a podcast episode, a fun cartoon, discussion questions, and an activity that lets kids apply what they're learning in the real world. You can start at any time and work at your own pace. Sign up today at marketplace.org/academy.